Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Kuvavam and Bed, five lines from the bottom. Gemara asks, V'chi mazhirin min adin. Since when are you allowed to use a kal v'chomer as the source for an azhara? Until now, we've been searching for the source of the fact that there's an azhara by shechita. We had the fact that there is an azhara and there is an onesh by halah b'chutz. By shechita, we have the punishment, but we don't have the azhara. So the suggestion of the Gemara was that it was a kal v'chomer that was brought by Abaye and then amended to work out so that it works out to be a proper kal v'chomer. But then once you're using a kal v'chomer, that means that masirin min adin, that you're getting an azara through a logical argument through a kal v'chomer. And the Gemara challenges that and says, afilu mandamar unshin min adin, even according to the one who says in Gemara Makot that you're allowed to create unshin through a kal v'chomer, that's based on the arayot and the source for the limudim with regards to the arayot. Over there, there's a machloket as to whether you're allowed to be onesh min adin or allowed to be onesh ba'adin. But everybody agrees, ein mazirin min adin. So if that's the case, how can that be the source for the azhara over here? So we have other alternative, which is elokid Rabbi Yochanan, damar aje hava hava, mal halan lo anash elim ken hizir, avkan lo anash elim ken hizir. So it's a reference to the psukim here that are found, one by Shechitei Chutz, which says, ve'el petach homoed lo havio. So there it's about hava'a, as well as by Ma'ale Bachutz. It also has the hava'a that is mentioned, el petach homoed lo yevienu. So then you have lo vienu, and you have lo havio. So the hava teaches you, just like by the case of Ma'ale Bachutz, where you have an onesh, and you have an azhara that is associated with it, so too over here, by the Shechita, the onesh will have an azhara that is associated with it. So it's no longer a kal v'chomer, but rather gzeir shavo. As Rashi says over here, when it comes to gzeir shavo, ho'il umufne hi lekach, since it's available extraneous language that is brought here, hariki mish mifurashba, it's as if it's explicitly written over there. Veinze min din ke kal v'chomer, it's not a logical argument like a kal v'chomer, shadam dan mi'atzmo. So kal v'chomer, a person can derive through logic and can do by himself. That's not true by Gzeir Shava. Now, Gzeir Shava, that's not Mufne, is subject to a test of logic. So then you would be possibly undermined over here. But since here it's Mufne, it's an extraneous language, and that extraneous language is now being used in Gzeir Shava, it can defy logic. There is no questions of logic anymore, and there's no questions of human involvement in terms of making a logical extension, but rather it's Gzeir Shava, which means that it is something through Misora. If that's the case, it's as if it's explicitly written in that item. And that means now the Hava Hava makes it as if it's explicitly written by Shechutei Chutz that there is an Hazara. So that's the way that Rabbi Yochanan deals with it. Rava Amar Kid Rabbi Yona. Rava says you can answer this problem like Rabbi Yona. Dama Rabbi Yona, Atya Sham Sham, Malahana Noanash Elimkin Hizir, Avkan Noanash Elimkin Hizir, according the Pasuk from Sefer Dvarim, where there in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, it says, Ki im b'makom asher yivchar Hashem lokecha b'chad shvetecha, sham tale olotecha, v'sham tase kol ashenuchi mitzaveka. So you see there's a hekesh, could be a gzer shava, but it looks more like a hekesh over here, because they are literally next to each other in the Pasuk, which is sham tale olotecha, v'sham tase. So the ha'ala, which is hala b'chutz, has the same din as tase, or asiya, which is a reference to the Shechita. And just like the Ha'ala has a Onish and an Azhara that is associated with it, so too the Ta'asiyah, which is the Shechita, also will have an Onish and an Azhara associated with it, because that's contrasted with the pasuk that's previous to it, which says, Yishamar lecha pentale olotecha b'chol makom asher tireh, to be careful that you don't put your olot any place that you see. So that is the Azhara from Ma'ale Bachutz. So you have the Azara Ma'ale Bachutz over here, and then you have Sham Tale v'Sham Taseh, which teaches you whatever is true by Hala'a is also true by Asiya. That means just like there's an Azara for Hala, there's so too there is, quote unquote, an Azara for Shechita, and that's the source for the Azara by Shechita. So Mar says, Ashkechan Mukterei Pnim She'elan Nachutz. What we have found so far, and this seems to be the simple interpretation of the Pasuk, is that we're dealing with two different scenarios. We're dealing with one scenario which you did Shechita b'chutz, and that's Chayav Karet. And there's a second scenario where the Shechita was done b'fnim, and then you did the Hala b'chutz. So the case was that you did it properly up front, but then you went to do the Hala b'chutz, and that seems to be the pashtura pasuk, because it says ve'el petach umoed lo yivienu, which means that you've done whatever you're supposed to do until this point in time, and now you haven't carried out or followed through with it. You didn't bring it to the petach umoed. You weren't makrivit there, but rather you're makrivit bachutz, which means that the shechita was done bifnim. The language in the Gemara is a little difficult because it says mukterei pnim. Mukterei pnim, it's not that it was hakrava bifnim. Rather, mukterei pnim, as Rashi says over here, is biru'im lahabiyam bifnim. Something that was ra'ui to go in mizbeach bifnim, which is that it was a ra'u lahaktara bifnim. Ra'u lahaktara bifnim means that the shechita was done bifnim. Therefore, it was ra'ui lahaktara bifnim, and instead you did it bachutz. So that's the pashtura pasuk, is the case where you had shechita bifnim, halah bachutz. The Gemara wants to know now, mukterei chutz shalan bachutz minayin. Something that was ra'ui lahaktara bachutz, which means it was a shechita bachutz, and then you did halah bachutz. How do I know that that's chayab? Again, this is against the position Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our Mishnah, who says you're not chayav in this case. According to the Rabban, who say you are chayav in this case, how do you know that in a case where you did shechita b'chutz, now you do halah b'chutz, that you're also chayav? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, va'alehem tomar, that instead of writing the alehem with an ayin, which is the way that you normally write such a word, if it was punctuated in this way, which is va'alehem tomar, Ish ish mi beit Yisrael min ager asher yagur betocham asher yale ola ozavach. So that alehem tomar, he is saying, is written in such a manner as to be as if it's written with an ayin. It's punctuated like as if it's an ayin. Alehem tomar means about them. About them means about that which we were speaking, and that which was in the pasuk beforehand is the case of where you have done the shechita improperly. So a case of shechita b'chutz, and it says v'aleihem tomar, about those items that you mentioned before, there too, if you go then and bring it, you do a halah b'chutz, you're also going to be chayav. So he's reading them aleihem tomar, alas muchim tomar, on those that were close by, or the alternate girsa, as you can see in the shita mikubetz, it is ala rishonim tomar, meaning that on that which we previously had stated, that's what we're discussing here. Which means that, just like we spoke about Shechitat B'chutz, which is the Parshia beforehand, so too that is application over here by the Allah B'chutz. Matkif lo rovo mikti v'alehem. Pasuk doesn't say v'alehem with an ayin, that's the way you're reading it. Rather, it says v'alehem tiv. It says it with an aleph, which would really mean, if you read it with the proper punctuation, would be v'alehem, which means to them. So you're telling me that it means about them, it should have been written with an ayin. The fact that it's written with an aleph means that it's to them. If that's the case, you can't make the limud that you're making. So then, Ella, you must learn it, Kiptana de Bey Rabbi Shmuel, Be Alehem Tomar. The Alehem Tomar is Arev Parshiot, or Iruv Parshiot here, that we have a mixing of Parshiot. The Vav, as Rashi says here, is Musif, Alinyan Rishon. Umereva Parshiot Omar, Sh'av Shchute Chutz, Shehalan Bachutz, Chayav. Even Shchute Chutz, that were Helan Bachutz, that were put on the Mizbeach Bachutz, they are chayav. Now, that's the way that we read it. We're going to see later on in the Masechta that the Rava disagrees. And when he's bringing Tanit Be'er Shmuel over here, he's bringing them in a different meaning, which is the Arev Parshiot over here means that there's a mix of Parshiot over here. And that means that this is connected to that which was stated above, but not that which was stated right over here. And that means that there's a difference between things that are connected to the Shochet Bachutz in a case where it was B'shat Yisur Abamot versus a case where it's Lo B'shat Yisur Abamot. Again, we dealt with that in yesterday's daf, that the earlier Psukim are in Azhara or deal with the situation of Shat Yisur Abamot and then Ezekiel Yivan B'shat Yisur Abamot. The latter Psukim deal with a case of Hektesh B'zman Heter Abamot and then Shechita B'zman Yisur Abamot. And so then Eru Parshiot comes to teach you that this is a mixed up parshia. It's going back to the original case, not to the case right before it. Because the case right before it is speaking about a case of Ezman of Heter Abanamot and then Isur Abamot. And Rova believes that there's no din of Halah B'chutz in that situation. And so therefore, the term Eruv Parshiot over here literally means a mix of parshiot. It's not the direct following of the previous parshia, rather connected to the earlier parshia. And that might be Vav Musif al Inyan Rishon. Inyan Rishon means the first Inyan, which is the case of Shat Isra Bamot, not a case of Shat Heter Bamot. But either way, what you end up with over here is a Vav, that's Musif, to tell you that even in situations of Shchutei Chutz, there's still a problem of hala bachutz. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Acha Hava Hava. He can solve the problem by just using the Gzer Shava that he brought before to teach us about the Azhara by Shkutei Chutz. He can use that Gzer Shava now in the other direction. Mala Halan Muktere Chutz. Havkan Muktere Chutz. Just like by the case of Shchitat, speaking about a case of Shchitat Chutz, the Hava'a over here of Halaba Chutz is also speaking about Shchutei Chutz. And in that way, he can include the case of Shchutei Chutz, that is Halaba Chutz, not just the case of Shchitat Bifnim and Halaba Chutz, which is the Pashtut HaPasuk. Matkif L'Rav Bibi. Hadetnan. What are we going to do with the Mishnah in Kretot? The Mishnah in Kretot says, Shloshim V'Sheish Kretot B'Torah. There are 36 Kretot B'Torah. Plata V'Shav Havyan. Based on this, there are 37. Dika hamale v'hamale. Because you have a problem. Now you have two halot that are chayav karet. You have that one which is from shchita bifnim and halah b'chutz. And you have a second one which is shchita b'chutz and halah b'chutz. Gemara leaves it as a kasha. That is a problematic issue with regards to these explanations here, or this understanding that shchuta b'chutz that end up as halah b'chutz also are chayavim v'halah b'chutz. Now, as Rashi points out over here, you can't just answer that the Mishnah mentioned ha'ala, and therefore shame ha'ala, it's all subsumed under this category of halah b'chutz. The Mishnah just says halah b'chutz. It doesn't tell you which type of halah b'chutz. It could be halah b'chutz that shchita b'fnim, it could be halah b'chutz that shchita b'chutz. Who says that it's not referencing to both of those? The problem is that the Gemara over there asks that with regards to the other issues that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And that is because the Gemara says, what do I need a minyan for? Why do I need 36 kretot? I could have counted them and I would have known they're 36. So why does the Mishnah tell me the enumeration? In order to indicate to me that if you do kulam be'alam achat, if you do all of them in one forgetting, you're going to be chayav 36 separate chataot for these problems. Gemara challenges that and says, what do you mean? It says over here that oseh melacha b'shabbat. Someone who does melacha in Shabbat is chayav kretot. And we know from Masechet Shabbat, that there are 39 melachot, and if you do them be'alam achad, you're going to be chayav 39 separate chatot. So how can you make a claim there's 36? The Gemara there answers and says that anything that is explicated upon in the Masechta, which is the core Masechta of that item, the Mishnah over here in Kretot doesn't expand upon. So it mentions melachot Shabbat, you're chayav karet, but doesn't mention 39, because that's an explicit Mishnah in the 7th parak of the Gemara in Shabbat, avot melachot, are 40 minus 1 or 39 melachot. And from there we learn in that perek that the 39 teach you that you have a chai of 39 separate chataot if you do a behalam achat. And similarly, the Mishnah in Kretot mentions avodah zarah and worship of avodah zarah. That's also explicated upon in the Mishnayot in Sanhedrin, which tell us that there are separate chiyuvim for each type of violation with regards to avodah zarah, depending if you do it kiddarkah. If you do one of the avodot that was done in the Mikdash that you do for the avodah zarah. So there are certain avodot that have a chiyuv karet associated with them. And it's multiple, I mean it's not just one item. There too was explicated in Sanhedrin. So what the problem is over here is that it's not explicated upon in our Mishnayot. Our Mishnayot never say over here that there's a chiyuv karet for this one and a chiyuv karet for that one. Based on that, it should have mentioned it in the Mishnah in Kretot. The fact that it didn't mention in the Mishnah in Kretot is somewhat suspect. And that's why the Gemara says, Kasha, it's a little difficult that it did not separate them out. Now, even though, as Rashi points out, you could have inferred it from the Machloket of the Chachamim in Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The fact that Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that you're not Chayav when you do Shkutei Chutz and then Halah B'Chutz, and the Chachamim disagree, now you know there are two types of Halot. But it's still not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah. Since it's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, Gemara feels that it should have been mentioned in the Mishnah in Kretot. The fact that it wasn't makes it a little bit difficult to say that they're two separate chiyuvim karet v'maleh b'maleh. Obviously, for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yossi Aglili thinks there's only one chiyuv for halah b'chutz. That's a case where there was shchita bifnim. And therefore, the Mishnah in Kretot will read a lot easier for him. V'adetnan, that which we have in the Mishnah, ha'zorek miktzat damim b'chutz chayav min olan. How do you know from the Mishnah that we're going to see later on that if a person does Zrikat Dam Bachutz, even for a portion of Zrikat Adam, and that he only does one of the Matnot Dam Bachutz, that he's going to be Chayav for that? How do we know that? Nafkele Mitetanyu, that we learn out from the Braita. Dam Yechashev, the Rabot, Hazorek, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So So Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from the pasuk that's found by the Shechita b'chutz, which is El Pedach Umayt Lo Heviyo, Lakriv Kurban Hashem, Lifnei Mishkan Hashem, Dam Yechashev La'ishu, Dam Shafach, V'nichrat Ha'ishu Mikerev Amo. So that Dam Yechashev, he says that any Dam will be considered Chashuv, and that includes someone who's Zorek Miktzat Damim b'chutz. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learns it. Rabbi Kiva learns it from Ozavach Rabot Et HaZorek. So he learns it out actually from the pasuk by Halabachutz, which is Aleim Tomar Ish Ish Mi Beit Yisrael Min Ager Asher Geru B'Tocham Asher Le Ola O Zavach. So that O Zavach teaches you that any Zrikat Adam, or any Zvicha, is enough to make you Chayav. So now what the Gemara is going to do now is take all the extraneous language that's found in these psukim of Shechutei Chutz and Halabachutz and try to explain the machlokot between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel as to how to darshan these psukim. If you have the charts that I sent out, you can see the summary of that, and I have the annotated psukim, so you can actually see the psukim, what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel hold. If not, you will hopefully follow along anyway. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, hi ozavach my abidle. What does he do with the ozavach of Rabbi Akiva? Lechalek. He uses that to be mechalek. The way Rashi reads it, lechalek means that the pasuk says, Asher la ola o zavach. You would have thought that you have to bring makriv ola o zavach. Ola is a korban ola. Zavach or zvachim are generally korbanot shlamim. And so Rashi says you would have thought you have to bring an ola and the shlamim before you are chayav. O comes to teach you that it's either or. If it's an ola or it's a shlamim, you're going to be chayav for malav v'chutz. I think you could have read it as you might have thought that they have to be shochet b'chutz and male b'chutz in order to be chayav. O comes along to teach you that you don't have to have both. You can have one or the other and still be chayav for each of them. That is from the word O that is found there. That's what Rabbi Yishmol does with Ozavach. Then Rabbi Kiva lechalek minale. Where does Rabbi Kiva know about lechalek? Nafkale milo yevienu. He learns it out from the subsequent pasuk, which is sheyala ola Ozavach. Then it says vel petach omoed lo yevienu. As Rashi says, that's Lashon Yachid. So that says that one of the two items that we mentioned before, Ola O Zavach, either one of them by themselves will suffice. Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with that? Homi Baile, to teach you, Lo Yivienu teaches you, Ala Shalemu Chayav, Ve'enu Chayav Ala Chaser. Only if you put something that is whole on the Mizbeach, are you Chayav Bachut? You're not Chayav on something that is missing. The Gemara will debate in tomorrow's daf what the Chaser that we're referring to over here, how much has to be missing in order for it to be problematic. Rabbi Kiva Nafkale, where does Rabbi Kiva learn out the fact that if it has to be Shalem, and if it's Chaser, it's not Chayav? Learns it out from the next words in the Pasuk, which El Petach Moed Lo Vienu, Lasot Oto. Oto means Oto Bishlem Uto. Rabbi Shmuel learns, Chad Mekture Pnim Shechasru Velu Bachutz, Chad Mekture Chud Shechasru Velu Bachutz. So Rabbi Shmuel, he uses it because there are two types of Chutz that could be Chaser. You can have something that's Mekture Pnim, which means it's something that went on the Mizbeach inside the Azara, and then it went Chaser. So that item that went Chaser, and then is placed on the Mizbeach Bachutz, Rabbi Yishmael says, that you're not Chayav for, because it's not Shalem. You also have a case of Mukhtarei Chutz, something that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach Bachutz, never went on Bifnim, also over there. If it's missing, then it's not considered to be Halab Bachutz. So he says, either manifestation of Halab Bachutz, you need to be Shalem. You need the item to be full and to be whole. That's both a case where you take something that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach Bachutz and is put on the Mizbeach Bachutz, or something that's supposed to go on Mizbeach Mifnim, so too, if it goes Bachutz, it needs to be Shalem. If it's Chaser, it doesn't go on Mizbeach. So now, what does Rabbi Akiva do? He doesn't have both of those. So we're going to see that Rabbi Akiva argues fundamentally on this position, Rabbi Shmuel. Bahatanya, Tanya here is B'nichuta, this is a brayta that supports this understanding. You would think something that goes on the Mizbeach, Bifnim, that now is missing a part of it, Ve'alo Bechutz, and then you put it on the Mizbeach, Bechutz, Chayav, you think you would be Chayav, Tamalomar la Sototo, Ashalem Chayav, Ve'nu Chayav ala Chaser. You're only Chayav on full items, you're not Chayav on things that are Chaserim. Something that's missing, you can't put it on the Mizbeach Bachutz and then be Chayav. Rabbi Kiva argues on that, and Rabbi Kiva Mukhtarei Pnim, Shechasru Ve'lan Bachutz Chayav. Something that belongs on the Mizbeach Bifnim, and that was Chaser. If you put it on the Mizbeach Bachutz, you are going to be Chayav. And that's why Rabbi Kiva only has one Miut, and not two Miutim, with regards that it has to be Shalem. And that is because Rabbi Kiva, as we're going to see later on, tells us that Shechutei Pnim, Shechasru, Kegon, What's the situation? Shepuk'u mi'al ha'or. They flew off the pyre. Ve'alan b'chutz. And then he takes that item that flew off the pyre, and he puts it on the mizbeach b'chutz. He is chayav. Daha mihadrinan pukin. Because things that pop off the mizbeach or pop off the pyre, you have to return it to the pyre. There's a requirement. There's an obligation to return it to the pyre. So that shows you that even chaserim, even pieces that are missing, or only a partial piece, you're still chayav to put them back on the mizbeach mifnim. And the test of what your chayav b'chutz is, bel petach ha'moed lo hevi'o. You didn't bring it to the petach ha'moed. Something that requires petach ha'moed, that's your chayav b'chutz. And over here, according to Rabbi Akiva, when it pops off the mizbeach, you have an obligation to put it back on the mizbeach. That means you have an obligation of petach ha'moed. You should have brought it to petach ha'moed. Instead, you put it out b'chutz, then you are chayav. On the other hand, Rabbi Shmuel believes that you need shleimut. That has to be a whole item. Again, we'll discuss tomorrow what the item is that we're speaking about, whether it's an aver, it's a behema, or it's a kazayit. Those are the three different opinions we'll see. But any one of those, which is chaser, is not going to be a chiyuv ala b'chutz. That's whether it's ra'ui l'chutz, or whether it's ra'ui bifnim. That's whether it was something that was going on the mizbeach bifnim, or something that was going on the mizbeach b'chutz. Either way, it's only if it's shalem that it's going on the mizbeach, are you going to be chayav. That's why Rabbi Shmuel now has two miutin, whereas Rabbi Akiva only has one miut. And now the Gemara moves back the other direction, which is Rabbi Akiva, haydam yechashev mayavidle, that Rabbi Shmuel used for his zrikat adam. What is he going to do with that? He's going to rabot shchitat ha'of, to teach you that even shchitat ha'of is chayav. Again, that pasuk is, v'alpetach umay doi viola krip kurban Hashem lifnei mishkan Hashem, dam yechashev leishu, dam shafach. Dor Sameach mentions over here that Dam Shafach connects to the Parshia later on in Achrimot that speaks about Kisui Adam. And over there it says Ashvichat Dam with regards to the Oaf. Therefore Rabbi Akiva connects to Dam Yechashev to say over here that that teaches you that not only is Shchitat Behema Chayav for Shchitat Bechutz, but even Shchitat Oaf is Chayav for Shchitat Bechutz. Rabbi Shmuel, where does he know that from? Nafkalei Me'o Asher Yishchat. He learns it out from the Pasuk seems to have a ribuy on it, which is, it says, Ish Ish Mibet Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shor O Kesef O Eiz B'machaneh O Asher Yishchat Michutz L'machaneh. The repetition of the word Yishchat over there was unnecessary, because it says, Asher Yishchat Shor O Kesef O Eiz B'machaneh. You could have just continued, O Asher Michutz L'machaneh. What is Yishchat again? That comes to teach you there's another Shchita, and that is Shchitat Ha'of. Rabbi Akiva Amar Lacha, Hami Ba'ale, that pasuk you need, Al Shochet Uchayav V'lo Al Amolek. That is a miyu to teach you only on Shchitat Ha'of are you chayav, not on Malikat Ha'of. Rishmael Nafkele, Rishmael learns it out from Zeh Davar, from the beginning of the Parshiyah, which is Daber El Aron V'El Benav V'El Kol B'nei Yisrael V'Amar Taleim. Zeh Davar Shetzivah Shem Leimor. Zeh Davar is a miyu saying Zeh Davar, only Shchitah you are chayav, not Milika. Because you would have thought, maybe otherwise. Titania. Asher Yishchat. In the Elish Shuchet Behema. That's only reference to Shchitata Behema. To be Chayav B'Shchita B'Chutz. Shachat Of Minolan. How do I know if you do Shchita B'Of B'Chutz? There's also a Chiyuv Karet. Tamaloma O Asher Yishchat. That is the Limud of Rabbi Shmuel. Yochal Afa Molek. You would have thought Molek also should be Chayav. Melikata Of B'Chutz should be Chayav. Bedinu. And logically you would have said this. In the case of shchita, which is not the normal way to deal with kodeshim bifnim, for a bird in the kodeshim, for something that is kodesh, the only proper processing of it is to do melika, not to do shchita. So melika, shederech hechshira bifnim, enutin shu chayav. If shchita, which is not the normal way to process the kodeshim of ofot bifnim, yet you're still chayav for shchita b'chutz of an of, then melika that does work bifnim, for Kodeshim, certainly it should present the problem when it comes to Shkutei Chutz or Melikat Chutz. It should be Chayav Karet. So that, you know that's not true. Tamalomar, Ze Adavar. That's the miut to tell you only Shkita and nothing else. And that is the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Malacha, here Rabbi Akiva is the argument. How mi baile the Gzeres Shava. He can't use Ze Adavar because he needs it for the Gzeres Shava. And that's why he learned it out of Dam Yechashev and then Ahu Asher Yishchat. But he doesn't have Zeh Davar available because he uses that for Gzeres Shava between the Parshia here of Shchutei Chutz and the Parshia in Matot of Nidarim. And if you remember, we learned this in the Gemara, Zedavar teaches you over there by the Darim, it says Zedavar, speaking about Rosh Hamatot. Over here it says Zedavar, it says Okol B'nai Yisrael, to anyone from Klal Yisrael. Gemara learns from that, that by Pashat Nedarim, is not just about Rosh Hamatot, but is about Kol B'nai Yisrael. And that means even Shlosha Hedrotot have the right to be Matir Neder. And now we learn out from a Kol B'nai Yisrael. And Rosh Hamatot teach you that you can have a Mumcha or a Baki who is able to do it alone. He can do it Yechidi. But we learn out Zedavar to teach you a Kol B'nai Yisrael as application by Nedarim. And then we have Gzer Shem works in the other direction to teach you, just like there's Hatarat Nedarim by Nedarim, so too there is Hatarat Nedarim by Hekdesh. And that's why there's Zehad Davar over here, meaning that if someone does Shchutei Chutz and then goes and is Matir Neder of their being Makdish, this animal, retroactively they will not be Chayav for Shchutei Chutz because the Hatara will undermine the Neder. And if it's not Kodesh, and then he was Shochet Bachutz, then he's not going to be Chayav. So that's the Limur of the Gzer Shavah that he has Zehad Davar for, and that's why he doesn't have it available for the Inyan of Shchitat Ha'of versus Malikat Ha'of. Now the Gemara says, V'atatnan, that which we see in the Mishnah, hakumetz v'amekabel damim b'chutz patur. Someone who does a kmitza on a mincha, or someone who does kabbalat dam b'chutz, is patur. Minolan. How do we know that that's the case? How do we know that these items don't qualify for a chiyuv b'chutz? Mehechetetet de chayav. Gemara wants to know, you have to find a reason why you think they are chayav. Meaning that you're coming here from the approach that they should be chayav. Tell me why they are patur. Gemara responds and says, why would you think they are chayav? So the Gemara's answer is, teite mishchita. You learn it out from shchita. Just like shchita is an avoda, and you're chayav on it b'chutz, karet, so too, any avoda that you do b'chutz, you're going to be chayav karet for it. Especially kumetz, which is the form of shchita on the mincha. The kumetz itself is what's the equivalent of shchita. And so you would have thought that that kumetz should be subsumed under the principle of shchita. You'd extend it from shchita. Our answer is, Shchita is a chumrah which doesn't allow you to then extrapolate it to other areas. And that is that shchita by the Korban of Pesach involves a possible psul of machshevet ochlim. It's unique to the Korban of Pesach, but it's something that we saw earlier in the Masechta that makes shchita unusual, which is that shchita is the only avoda in which you can have this machshevet ochlim in it. Those that are eating the korban, if you think or have in mind to shecht it for people who cannot consume a kezayit worth of the korban of Pesach, like a choleh or a zakein, then that makes the korban into a problematic korban. It's a shchita that fails because of that improper machshava. So first of all, it's only true by shchita. It's not true by any of the other avodot. And it's only true of a korban of Pesach. But that is enough to make it that shchita has this unusual aspect to it. And since it has a chumrah to it, you can't extrapolate through a binyanav from shchita, because shchita has a chumrah. Gemara says, okay, teite mizrika. Learn it out from zrikat adam, which we just saw was a ribui in the psukim that we learned before. How we know that someone zrik dam is also chayav, that we either learned out from dam yechashev, or we learned that out from sheyale ola o zavach. So now, that maybe we can use as a binyanav and extrapolate from that. Mal zrikash ken zar chayav ale amita. Wait a minute. Zrika has a chumrah associated with it. Is that a zar who does zrikat adam is chayav mita? On the other hand, a kumetz and a mekabel damim is not chayav mita. Even though they're both a surim bazar, nevertheless, they are not chayav mita. That's based on the Gemara in Yoma that says in order to be chayav karet, one of those qualifications is you have to be an avodah that is the end of an avodah. I mean, it's the completion of a process, not something that has avodah acheret, achara. It has another avodah that follows up after it, which means that here, kometz is not the end of the process, then it has to be haktara al mizbeach. The kabbalat damim is not the end of that, it has to have holacha and then zrikat adam. So there's no chiyuv karet over there. So maybe zrika is unusual because of the fact that it is a chiyuv karet associated with it, so you can't create a binyanah from it. So then the Gemara says, teite mi binayo. Then learn it out from a tzad shaveh between shchita and zrika. And by doing that, you can create a binyanah that things that are avodot, that are done in the Mikdash, if you do them b'chutz, you're going to be chayav karet. The chumrah of achilah by shchita will be wiped out by zrika. The chumrah of mita that is by zrika will be wiped out by shchita. Tzad shaveh sheben, the common denominator between them will be that these are avodot that you're chayav chiyuv karet when you do them b'chutz. So too, a kometz from a kabel damim should have the same din. Mar says, okay, let's take a step back. Im kein lo yomar b'zrika. If that's the case, then you shouldn't have to have a limud in the pasuk to teach you that zrika d'adam b'chutz is chayav. Why? Teite mishchita. You learn it out of shchita. Well, you can't learn it out of shchita alone, because mal shchita shken nifselet shaloshe mochlim b'pesach. So teite mehala'a. You can't learn it out from shchita alone, because there's a chumrah of the psul of uchlim by Pesach. So then you'll learn it out from halah b'chutz, which is also written explicitly in the psukim. Mal halah shken yeshna b'mincha. Halah has application by a mincha, because there you're going to be chayav for halah b'chutz, for a mincha. So that's a chumrah that's associated with halah. Teite b'minaya. So that's fine. Zrikat adam, you couldn't have learned you from a tzara shaveh between shchita b'chutz and halah b'chutz. That's why the pasuk wrote zrikat adam. The meimar d'lo atim benayit to teach you that there is no tzara shaveh that is utilized over here. Torah went out of its way and still wrote zrikat adam in the psukim. That teaches you that the Torah does not want you learning a tzara shaveh over here, because if the Torah was open to a tzara shaveh, it would not have written zrikah as a riboy in the psukim. It would have just written Shchita and Hala'a. It would have been on our own. We were able to figure out that Zrika also is Chayav in that case. The fact that the Torah still went out of its way and wrote Zrika comes to teach you that there's no such thing as a Tzadah Shaveh over here. Once you don't have a Tzadah Shaveh over here, you cannot be Mechayev, HaKometz, or HaMekabel Damim. Because the only way to learn those is through a Tzadah Shaveh between Shchita and Zrika. And we already just said that the fact that it wrote Zrika shows you we don't rely on a Tzadah Shaveh. In fact, they don't write on that Tzadah Shaveh. Shows you that you cannot be mirabeh, a kometz mincha, or a mikabel damim, to be chayav, a chiyuv karet, if they're done b'chutz. Alright. Amar Rabbi Bo, shachat v'zarak. A person behelam echad, in one forgetting, did shchita b'chutz, and zrika b'chutz. The divrei Rabbi Shmuel chayav echad. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you only chayav once, because Rabbi Shmuel's source for zrikat adam comes from the pasuk by Shchita, which says, Dam Yechashev. So that Dam Yechashev is found in Shchita Chutz. That means that you're invoking the same Chiyuv Karet for both of them. So that means if you violate both of them, Behelam Echad, you're only going to bring one Korban for it, because they are maybe two different entities, but they are learnt out of the same Pasuk. The Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Chayev Shtayim. On the other hand, for Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be Chayav two Korbanot in that case, because he learns it out from Asher Le'ula Uzavach, which is written by Halah b'chutz. So the Zrika d'Adam is found, or the Riboy for Zrika d'Adam is found by Halah, and Shchita has its own Chiyuv. And in that case, you're going to be Chayav Shtayim. Abaye Amar, Abaye suggests, Afilu the Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eino Chayav El'achat. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you only Chayav one over here, Damar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Sham, Taseh, HaKatuv Asan Nukulan Avada Achat. If you remember, this goes back to the pasuk that we quoted from Dvarim earlier on, which is Kiyam Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem Ba'achad Shvatecha, Shamta Le'olotecha, V'shamta Seh Kol Asher Anochi Mitzavecha. So what Rabbi points out is that the Torah really divides the world into two categories. There's a category of Hala'a, and there's a category of Asiya. Asiya subsumes anything besides Hala'a. And so what Rabbi is suggesting is that there's only a Chiyuv Karet for two items. One is Hala'a, and one is Asiya. And if both of these items are subsumed under Asiya, there's only going to be one Chiyuv Karet, or really one Chiyuv Korban associated with it. And therefore, here, where you did Zrikat Adam and you did Shchita, they're both subsumed under the category of Asiya, and they're not separate then. And therefore, even Rabbi Kiva will agree that you only get one Chiyuv Chatat over here. So now, Zarak Ve'ala, if he does Zrikat Adam and Halah B'chutz, again, Behelam Echad, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Chayav Shtayim, according to Rabbi Abo, and Rabbi Shmuel, you're going to be Chayav too, because Rabbi Shmuel learns out the Zrikat Adam from Dam Yechashev, which is written by Shchita, and then he has a separate Chiyuv Karet by Halah B'chutz. That's why you're going to be Chayav too. Rabbi Akiva, you know, Chayav Achat. Rabbi Akiva learns out the Chiyuv of Zrikat Adam from the Riboy by Halah. It says, Asher Yaleh Ola Ozavach. That Ozavach is his Riboy, and both of them source out of Halah B'chutz. And therefore, you're only going to be Chayav once. Abaye Amar, Afilu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, over here, Abaye says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayav Shtayim, Achi Balginu Kro. That's why the Pasuk in Devarim split them into two entities. Sham Taleh, Misham Taseh. Asiya is one grouping, and Halah is another grouping. So even though they're sourced out of the same Pasuk over here, the Pasuk in Devarim tells you that each one of them stands as an independent violation. And so Halah is an independent violation, Asiya is an independent violation, and therefore Zrika and Halah will end up with you having to be Chayav two korbanot chatat in a helam echat. Then the final case is shachat, mizarak, vehela. If he did all three of these things, mehelam echat, divrei kol chayav shtayim. According to everyone, you're chayav shtayim. According to Rabbi Abba, that's easy to understand, because both according to Rabbi Shmuel and according to Rabbi Akiva, the fi Rabbi Abba, if you do shchita, zrika, and then hela, the zrika for Rabbi Shmuel matches up with the shchita, the zrika for Rabbi Akiva matches up with the hela, but that leaves you the other item. So for Rabbi Akiva, the shchita is going to make you chayav one, and then the hela and zrika together is chayav one. And for Rabbi Shmuel, the shchita and the zrika together are chayav one, and then the hela by itself is going to be chayav one. So according to Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are going to agree that they're two yechivei chatot. But what Rashi notes over here is that's even according to Abaye. Even according to Abaye, everybody agrees that there are only two chatot here, and that's for the same reason that he brought before, which is sham taleh v'sham ta'aseh. He says that there are only really two categories of chiyuv karet over here. There's ha'ala, and there's asiyah. All asiyot are subsumed under one category. That means even for Abaye over here, everyone's going to agree that there are only two chiyuvim. Even though you could have separated away, according to Rabbi Akiva here, to possibly separated away these items and said that the asiyah and the halah resolved into korbanot, then maybe you would have thought then you could separate everything and end up with three korbanot. The answer is no, because the Pasuk in Devarim says there's halah and there's asiyah. And asiyah includes all things that are asiyah into one category. And therefore, you're only chayav shtayim. All right, Tan Rabbanan. The girsa over here is a little bit difficult. The reference is to the pasuk that's found at the beginning of the parsha with regards to shchita b'chutz, where it says ish ish mi beit Yisrael asher yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machane o asher yishchat michutz l'machane, or was done michutz l'machane. Again, the pasuk's a little strange because we're talking about shchutei chutz, and then it says asher yishchat b'machane, and then it says asher yishchat michutz l'machane. So, which is it that you're chayav for? You chayav for it b'machaneh, or you chayav for it michutz l'machaneh? So that's what the Braita is trying to figure out, or we're trying to explain here. Tarabanan, michutz l'machaneh. It says michutz l'machaneh, yachol chutz l'shlosh machanot. You'd be think you'd only chayav when you do it outside of the three machanot. As Rashi notes over here, you do a gzera shava, like we learned previously by the Parim and Nisrafim, and like we do by Harugei Beitin. We learn mechutz l'machaneh. We learn that from Parim and Nisrafim to teach you that's mechutz l'shlosh machanot. So to over here, you would think you'd have to do this mechutz l'shlosh machanot. Tamalomar o'ez b'machaneh. That's what o'ez b'machaneh comes to teach you. B'machaneh. Meaning that it has to be, even in the machaneh, it'd still be chayav. So mechutz l'machaneh would have told you outside l'shlosh machanot means in the machaneh Yisrael. All the way out. Right? Outside the machaneh Yisrael. B'machaneh tells you even in the machaneh you're going to be chayav. So now, if I only had b'machaneh, which is always b'machaneh, yachol, I would have thought a shochet olah b'darom yeh chayav. That even a person who does a shechita b'olah in the south, when it's supposed to be done in the north, that's also b'machaneh. You maybe should be chayav there. Tamalomar, oel mechutz l'machaneh. That's why the puzzle tells you mechutz l'machaneh. Machutz l'machaneh miyuchad shein ra'u l'shechitat kodoshim, u l'shechat kol zavach. Just like chutz l'machaneh is a place or location where you cannot bring any kodoshim, and no shchitat zevach is kasher, there is where you're going to be chayav. Yatza darom, so that comes to exclude darom, sh'afu pishin ra'oi l'shchitat kodshei kodoshim, ra'oi l'shchitat kodshim kalim. Even though it's not ra'oi for kodshei kodoshim, it's still ra'oi for kodshim kalim. So there are some korbanot that are kasher over there, and therefore, it's not going to be considered shchutei chutz. So what we have here is basically a balance between b'machaneh, and mechutz l'machaneh. Mechutz l'machaneh would have had to have a mina to put it outside the shlosh machanot. B'machaneh comes to teach you, it just has to be outside the machaneh. It has to be in a machaneh where shkita is problematic. It's machaneh leviyah. Now, you would have thought maybe even in machaneh shchina, if you're in the wrong location, that's also a place where it's a machaneh where it's problematic. So that's what mechutz l'machaneh comes to teach you. It has to be a place where it's problematic for all kodoshim. And where is that? That's machaneh leviyah. So you would have thought machaneh means even in machaneh shchina you could have a problem. Mechutz machaneh comes to tell you that it can't be there because there are some kodeshim are kasher. If you had mechutz machaneh, you would have thought mechutz l'shlosh machanot. That's what machaneh comes to teach you. No, it's not all the way out. It's a little bit in. The tension between them lands you that only when it's done with machaneh leviyah you chayav. Not when it's bazara, but also not when it's chutz l'shlosh machanot. Obviously, if it's chutz l'shlosh machanot, you're chayav. But you have to be that far out. Even with machaneh leviyah you can be chayav for shkutei chutz. That's the braito. So now, Omar Ula says, "Hashochet al gagosh aleichal, Some of the shkita on the roof of the Eichal, chayav, you're chayav there. Hoil vein ra'u the shkitat kol zavach. It qualifies because it says that it's a location that is not ra'u the kol zavach. Just like over here, you then brought between the tension between machaneh and mechutz machaneh to teach you, as long as you're in a location where no zvachim properly shechted, then that's a place that's considered shkutei chutz. So Ula says, I have another place like that. It happens to be in the Azara. But I have another place like that, and that is a shochet, a gogo shel eichal. Someone has shkita on the top of the eichal. Also should be chayav ho, ve'en ro'u l'shkita kol zavach. Matkifa rovo. Rabbi says, wait a minute. If that's the case, simkei nichtov kra, michutz l'machaneh, v'lo boi el petach o'moed. Then, why doesn't the pasuk just write michutz l'machaneh? And then I wouldn't need el petach o'moed. El petach o'moed lamali. So then why does the pasuk say, ve'el petach o'moed lo evio? Lav demute gago. Isn't it coming to teach you that the Gog is not chayav v'shkutei chutz? So what Rava suggests within the position of Ula so far, he's questioning Ula and saying, all right, you have machaneh, and you have mechutz l'machaneh. You're telling me that that also includes the roof of the heichal, to say that's considered shkutei chutz, then why does the pasuk need el petach omeid lo hevio? Petach omeid lo hevio makes it sound like if you bring it through the petach omeid, no matter how you bring it or where you bring it, the petach omeid, that's enough to get you out of the problem. And that would mean including the gaga echal. It came in to say the petach omeid may not be exactly what you consider to be the proper place for shechita, but it still saw petach omeid. If that's the case, maybe you should not be chayav. That's his challenge to Ula. The Gemara says about that, okay, if you think that that's the way to learn it, imkei nichtov el petach o'moed, then according to Rava, all you needed to write was ve'el petach o'moed lo evio, and you would have known if you brought it anywhere into the o'moed, that would have been enough. So that means if you get on the gag of the echal, that's enough. If you get it in machalim via, you didn't make it into petach o'moed, so that's why you're chayav. So then, why do I need the other two limudim of the pasuk of b'machaneh and mechutz l'machaneh lamali? Why do I need those other two limudim? Lavle tuyek ago. Isn't it coming to teach you that the gag is included? Like Ula learned before, that that's something that is outside of where you can do a proper shkita for any kodoshim. And that's what we learned from machaneh, mechutz l'machaneh. Any place, which is a location where no kodoshim are kosher to shech, then you're chayav. Gag eichal should be in that same category. Amar of Mari. No. That's not the way to learn Rava. Those psukim come to teach you the tuye kola bifnim b'tzavara b'chutz. You have to include a case where you have the entire animal inside the azara, and the neck of the animal is outside the azara. Gemara says, tzavara b'chutz, if the neck of the animal is outside when you do the shkita, pshita, of course you're chayav in that case. Amai kopid rachmana, ashkita. Rachmana is being by shkutei chutz. Ushkita b'chutzi. And over here you're doing the shkita b'chutz, that's where the neck of the animal is. Even if the roll of the animal is inside, you're still doing the shkita b'chutz, and that should make you chayav. Ella tuye, the case here is kula b'chutz, b'tzavara bifnim. The entire animal is outside the azara, and its neck is inside the azara. So you would have thought that that's patur for shkutei chutz. Along this comes along and says, no, that's not the case. So this really is built of a number of perspectives that come about. For Rava, bel petach u'moed lo evio comes to teach you that anything that ends up in the u'moed will not be subject to shkutei chutz. That means that on top of the Eichal, you're not going to be chayav because you have El Petach Omoed. Any El Petach Omoed is going to solve your problem in terms of Shkutei Chutz. But then you have O'ez B'machaneh. It comes to teach you that sometimes, even when it's in the Machaneh, you're going to be chayav. What's that scenario? That's a case where you do the Shchita Bifnim. The neck is inside, but the remainder of the Behem is B'chutz. In that case, even B'machaneh, you're going to be chayav for shkutei chutz, because the rov of the behema is outside, even though you're doing shkita bifnim. But then you might have had the havamina, that means that even bifnim, even inside the azara, there are situations or scenarios in which you're going to be chayav, when you do it in the wrong location. That means that even for shkitat kodshei kodashim bidarom, you're going to be chayav. That's what umichutz l'machaneh comes to dispel and say, no, it's got to be chutz l'makom, where it's ro'oi for any shkitat kodashim. And that is the limud of Rava. On the other hand, Ula's limud is the following. That first of all, you have the tension between mechutz l'machaneh and b'machaneh. That tension creates a situation in which you learn that it has to be outside, not all the way outside the three machanot, but at least in a place where it's possible for any korban to have shkita be done there. And that's in machaneh leviyah, or outside of the azara. From that, you would also conclude that the Gag HaEchal is problematic, because it's a place where nobody does Shechita. Bel Petach Chol Moed is going to learn for use for a totally different limud, which is Ra'ur the Petach Chol Moed, Chayvin Alav Bechutz, Yatzu Parat Chatat V'Kachay Berak HaBayit, that don't have a din of Ra'ur the Petach Chol Moed. For that reason, Ula comes to the conclusion that someone does Shechita on the Gag HaEchal is Chayav Shechut Echutz, and Rava comes to the conclusion, if someone does Shechita on the Gag HaEchal, he's patur from the Chiyuv Karet associated with Shechutei Chutz. Alright, now we continue in the Gemara. A new question. Itmar. Amaleh b'chutz, as Rashi says, b'zman hazeh. Someone who does halah b'chutz today, meaning that post-Churban HaBayit, what is the din? Is it chayav halah b'chutz? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, Rish Lakish amar patur. Yochanan says you are chayav, Rish Lakish says patur. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav, kedusha rishona kitch l'shayit v'kitch l'atid davo. The reason Rabbi Yochanan thinks you are chayav is because the kedusha rishona of Yerushalayim was permanent. And since it's permanent, it's ra'uy l'petach chol moed. You could bring a korban today. Since you could bring a korban today, if you're maleh b'chutz, you're going to be chayav. Or in essence, since the Isra b'mot existed and has never been released, then the Isra b'mot still exists today. And if you're going to do it mechutz l'machaneh, you're going to be chayav. Rish Lakish amar patur. Kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'atid l'vo. Kedusha rishona was not a permanent kedusha. Since it wasn't a permanent kedusha, if you do shechita b'chutz today, it's not something you could bring el petach chol moed. Since you can't bring it el petach chol moed, you can't be chayav for halah b'chutz, because the two are correlated. Now, the Balei Tosfot in other places suggests that Rish Lakish believes that b'mot are still asurim today. And that's because Rish Lakish uses the term patur and not mutar. And that shows you that there still might be a problem, which is patur of al asur. So there's no chiyuv karet, but it's still asur because there is isra b'mot, even though there's no chiyuv karet. Despite the fact that b'mot are not mutarim, you still can't do halah bifnim. There can't be al petach chol moed. And since that's the case, halah b'chutz is not going to be chayav. So there is an isra b'mot, but you're not going to be chayav karet for halah b'chutz. So now the Gemara says, b'neima deplukta Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yeshua kamifligay. Why don't we say this machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is parallel to the machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua that we find in Gemara Megillah? It's not. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Kesher bonim beichal, he was sim klayim beichal, klayim bazarot. When they were building in the time of Ezra, the Bayit Sheni, they put up curtains in the area which delineated the eichal, and they put up curtains to delineate the azara. Ella, the difference between them is shebeichal bonim mibachutz. They put the curtains on the inside, and they built on the outside, because they couldn't stand inside the area of the Echal, because it is Kadosh. Ubazara bonim bifnim. And the Azara, they could build from the inside, because you can't stand in the Azara. So they would put the curtains on the outside and build internally. Amra Yeshua Shamati Shoyim Makrivim Afo Pishein Bayit. I heard you can bring korbanot even with no Beit HaMikdash. Bochlim Kodshei Kodashim Afo Pishein Klaim. And you can eat Kodshei Kodashim even if there are no curtains. Curtains here would be a reference to the Mishkan. But in the time of the Mikdash means there's no chumat hazara. You can still eat kodshei kodashim. And kodshim kalim u'masir sheni of pishen chuma. And you can eat masir sheni and kodshim kalim which require the wall of Yerushalayim, even though there's no wall around Yerushalayim. B'nei kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'kitcha l'atid davo. Because the kedusha of Yerushalayim was made permanent after the first Beit HaMikdash was built. If that's the case, you don't require anything bring korbanot. The kedusha that was vested in them at that time remains there. And that means you can bring korbanot and you don't need anything else to make it ra'uy the korbanot today. Now, lav michlal to Rabbi Lezer savar. The conclusion here that the Gemara is trying to draw is that Rabbi Lezer argues on that fundamental position of Yeshua, and he believes lo kitcha, that it was not kitcha lati davo. And that's why he required them to put up the curtains to delineate the echal and curtains to delineate the azara. Because without walls up there, there's no kedusha. And so they put up those temporary walls, the curtains. They were mikadesh the space based on the Gemara's in Shvuot to tell us how you mikadesh the space. And then they went on to build the permanent building after the curtains were up. But the reason they put the curtains up is because you can't be makriv without a mikdash. And so they had to put up some sort of temporary form of mikdash in order to allow them to bring korbanot at that time. So now they're arguing about this point of kitchup the shaita and kitchulat the davo. So let's say Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish are arguing the same machloket as Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Mar says, "Amalei Ravina Ravashi Mimai Dilma Kuliyama Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Atid Davo." Maybe both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that the first kedusha was a permanent kedusha. Umar Ma'ad Shmielei Kamar, Umar Ma'ad Shmielei Kamar, and they're just both bringing down the Misora about what they heard that they did in the time of Ezra. The time of Ezra, how did they do it? According to Rabbi Yeshua, they did it by doing nothing. They just brought the korban out. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they put up curtains and then brought the korban out. V'chei ta'imah, if you're going to ask, klayim l'Rabbi Eliezer l'amali. So then according to Rabbi Eliezer, why did they put up the curtains if you could do what Rabbi Yeshua said? You could just be makriv korban out. You don't need walls at all. My answer is l'tzniut ba'alma. It's just to keep a certain sense of modesty. Is it appropriate to bring korban out just on the open field or an open area? So they made it into an area where when you're doing the avoda, it has some sort of privacy to it. It has some sort of, maybe even sense of kedusha because of the tzniut. And that's why Rabbi Lezer says it wasn't an imperative. It wasn't necessary in order to have kedusha. But once you have kedusha there, it might be the appropriate thing to do in order to maintain that sense and sensibility of kedusha, was to do it tzniut. But if that's the case, then there's no machlok between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua with regards to kedusha rishona kitchel shayt or kitchel atid lavo. They both agree that it was that way, and therefore you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish line up in their machloket. Now, obviously, that means that they are siding heavily with Rabbi Yochanan over here. That's not a problem because we have other Tanaim that disagree and believe kedusha rishona was not permanent. And then this also goes back to the Tosafot that we saw back on Daf Samach, that discusses the issue of whether Kedusha Rishona is speaking about Yerushalayim, or is Kedusha Rishona speaking about the Aretz, or is there a correlation between the two, or can they be disassociated from each other? That we spent a lot of time on back on Daf Samach. Now, Itmar Hamaleh Ve'en Bo Kezayit. Person does Halah B'chutz, and he doesn't have a Kezayit worth of doing the Halah. Ve'etzim Mashlimo L'Kezayit. But there's a bone in there, and the bone together with the Basar adds up to a kezayit. Is that halal b'chutz you chayav for? Yochanan amar chayav, v'chashalakish amar patur. Yochanan amar chayav, chiburei olim ke'olim dami. Something that's attached to something that goes in the mizbeach is the equivalent of something that goes on the mizbeach. So even though if the bone and the flesh separate away from each other, there's no mitzvah to put the bone on the mizbeach, there's only a mitzvah to put the basar on the mizbeach. So they are separate entities. Nevertheless, once the bone is still attached to the basar, it's considered to be like the basar, and you put the bone on the mizbeach, just like you put on the basar. So since that qualifies, or it's necessary to put the bone and the basar when they're attached together on the mizbeach, then when you're halal b'chutz, you're going to be chayav for it. Tosafot over here points out that even though Rabbi Yochanan himself believes that pochod mikzayit aktara bifnim is considered to be aktara, nevertheless, he still requires a minimum of kezayit with haktara b'chutz. Now that is either because the fact that Rabbi Yochanan allows for pochod mikzayit to be considered haktara, that's only when there's a plan of hashlama. That's when you're going to plan on completing it, and then you bring the other piece that you're missing or portion that you're missing later. So it's chazit, it's terufe in a sense. It's chazit to be mistaken for something else, and that's why there's a din of haktara bifnim, they have less than a kezayit. But that's only because you're going to bring the additional items afterwards, and therefore, like haktara b'chutz, where there's no such concept, then it is going to be the minimum threshold of a kezayit, and that's it, period. Or the Baalei Tosafot suggests that haktara bifnim and haktara b'chutz are totally different issues. Even though it has to be ra'oy haktara bifnim, it's still an isur, like the equivalent of makshevet of pigul. We have a machshevet chutz l'zmano. Over there, there's also a minimum shira of kezayit, even though technically haktara can be done less than a kezayit. But when it comes to isurim, or violations, they're always governed by a kezayit, and not by the haktara bifnim. And in that way, we'd have to differentiate between haktara bifnim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, where less than a kezayit would be considered haktara, versus haktara b'chutz, or ala b'chutz, where you will still need to meet the minimum threshold of kezayit, because you're dealing with an isur. Rishlakish amar patur, that there's no chiyuv of halah b'chutz, because chiburei olim, lav k'olim dami, that when a bone is attached to a basar, that doesn't make it into basar. That is two separate items. It might be pulled along with the basar to go on the mizbeach, but the etzim always remains a separate entity, and therefore, if you're maleh b'chutz, a kezayit of the mixture of the two, that's not enough to make you chayav, since there's no mitzvah to put the bone itself on the mizbeach. Boy rovo, hamaleh rosh ben yonah, shein bo kezayit. You're being makriv on a mizbeach b'chutz, the head of a ben yonah, which is one of the birds that can be brought in the mikdash. It's the younger of the birds that can be brought in the mikdash. So the ben yonah, the head is very small. Maybe it's less than a kezayit. And you're doing halah b'chutz with the head of this yonah. But it doesn't have a kezayit, so you're not going to be chayav. But melach mashmel the kezayit. But the salt that you put on it, which is a requirement, a very korban before it goes to the mizbeach, now makes it add up to kazayit mau. If you're male b'chutz, that item, is that considered to be a sufficient shiur that you're going to be chayav ala b'chutz? Amalei Rava amar parzakaya the Ravashi, lav hainu plugtayu the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Isn't that the machlok we just saw by Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish as to whether the etzim is mitzdareif to the basar or is not mitzdareif to the basar? Aren't you asking the same question? He answers back, no. Tibai Rabbi Yochanan, tibai the Reish Lakish. My question is, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, and my question is even according to Reish Lakish. Tibai the Rabbi Yochanan, the question is according to Rabbi Yochanan, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yochanan hotam ele etzem, de mina de basaru. Over there, he says that's true by the etzem, because the etzem and the basar belong together. They came attached. So the etzem can be seen as an extension of the basar. Well, melach, the lav mina, the bar yonahu, salt, which is clearly an exogenous item, it's not a part and parcel of the head of the yonah, lo. Maybe over there it won't be sufficient to be a chibur, and therefore maybe it's not chayav in that case. So even though Rabbi Yochanan thinks you're chayav be'etzem basar, maybe over here we think you're not chayav. And tibay the Reish Lakish, and the question stands according to Reish Lakish as well. Ad kan lo kamar Reish Lakish hatam ela da iparish mina lav mitzvah lasuke. That is, if the bone separates away from the basar, there's no mitzvah to put the bone on the mizbeach. There's no mitzvah to put it on the mizbeach. Aval hacha, Deparish, here, if the melach separates away from the head of the onah, mitzvah lasuke, you have to salt it again. So if the salt falls off, there's a mitzvah to re-salt it. And since the mitzvah re-salt it, maybe the salt becomes part and parcel of the head of the ben yonah, because it's a requirement in order for it to be placed on the mizbeach. So maybe lo, maybe there, Reish Lakish would think that it would be considered a chibor, even though he thinks etzem and basar are not considered to be a chibor. Odem aloshna, or maybe it makes no difference. Teiku, that's an unresolved issue. With regards to the Rosh Ben Yonah and the Melach that add up to a Kazayit, what will be the din over there? And again, it's a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it's a question according to Reish Lakish. Okay, we're going to stop over here by the two dots on the top of Kufchet Amud Aleph.